From the Gert Boyle Studio at OPB, this is Think Out Loud. I'm Dave Miller. Portland officials are currently considering what to do with one of downtown's largest venues. The Keller Auditorium is more than a century old and was last renovated in the 1960s. It hosts big productions like traveling Broadway shows. A 2020 analysis found that the building needs a seismic upgrade and a number of accessibility improvements. But should it be renovated or should a whole new theater somewhere else be built? Brian Libby is a freelance architecture and design journalist. He wrote about this issue for Oregon Arts Watch, and he joins us now. Welcome back to the show.
Thanks for having me.
What role does Keller Auditorium play right now, both as a part of downtown and in the city's sort of venue landscape?
Well, it's one of two venues that exist in this 2,500 to 3,000 seat range, along with Arlene Schnitzer Concert Hall. But it's unique in that Keller is the only one that can host these traveling, touring Broadway productions, and they're quite important to the city's overall revenue stream. Even though Portland 5 has, like its name indicates, five different venues across three buildings, Keller Auditorium provides something like 50% of the city's revenue. And so it helps underwrite the whole venue portfolio that the city has.
So even though, and that includes the Newmark and the Schnitzer as two of the other big ones, and then there are a couple of sort of smaller or medium-sized ones, it's just because of the amount of money that, say, traveling Broadway shows bring in terms of tickets that it takes, it's 50% of that arts revenue?
Yeah, I was surprised by that too, but apparently there's a lot of people going to see Cats.
Okay, we'll leave that there. What can you tell us about the condition of the building right now?
Well, this all started with the city putting Keller Auditorium on its list of buildings with unreinforced masonry that would be in big trouble if this big earthquake that's been predicted were to arrive. And so the city commissioned a seismic study and found that it would, in their numbers, require the venue to be closed for up to 2 years or maybe even longer. And so they felt like the revenue that they would lose from these touring Broadway productions and other concerts would create a real problem for not just Keller, but the whole portfolio that the city has. And so they felt like they had to at least explore the idea of building an all-new venue on another site, in addition to the possibility of renovating Keller. And it is true, I think, their numbers and the Keller renovation proponents' numbers all indicate that it would be, as you would imagine, substantially more expensive to build a new venue on a different site. But I think the city is really driven by the concern over these Broadway shows and the revenue that would be lost. And in a Metro Council hearing, Robin Williams, who leads Portland 5, expressed some concern about even being able to get Broadway to return right away after they've had as much as 2 years away from us.
Oh, in other words, the idea that the concern there is it's not just, say, 24 months away while the new theater is built, but once it were renovated and they could come back, they would have gotten out of the habit of stopping in Portland? I mean, what's the concern?
I don't know. To be honest, I can't really tell if that's an alarmist point of view or just the fact that these other productions would get used to going to wherever the case may be, Seattle or Boise, Idaho or Sacramento. I think she just wanted Metro councilors in that hearing to know that it wasn't a given that Broadway would be lined up to come back. Maybe that's a worst case scenario, though, because if it's bringing all this revenue to the city of Portland and their venue, then it's obviously been successful for these Broadway productions as well.
Are there no other venues where even as a kind of stopgap where Broadway shows could be staged for 2 or 2.5 years?
I wondered that myself, and the idea I had would be Veterans Memorial Coliseum, that obviously it's traditionally a basketball arena, but I and a lot of other people have seen a heck of a lot of concerts there. And I wondered if it could be adapted to that use. It's certainly large enough that the overall arena seats 10,000 people, whereas Keller is 3,000. And I would have thought that you could build some kind of temporary stage that would allow these Broadway productions to come. I mean, Memorial Coliseum, for example, has hosted for in recent years a version of Cirque du Soleil. And so in my original reporting on this in 2022, that was what I had, the question I had posed. But so far it's gone unanswered by the city. Or then, you know, also there's a larger version of Cirque du Soleil that comes and builds their own kind of temporary venue, a tent at different locations in the city. And so I was a little bit surprised that the city hasn't demonstrably done more to investigate some kind of temporary situation.
Well, let's turn to what they are talking about, some of the proposals for a whole new building. One of them would be not that far away from the current Keller at Portland State University. What are the arguments in favor of a PSU location?
Well, for starters, the city is already an experienced partner with Portland State University. They have a building that opened just a couple of years ago called the Vanport Building on the PSU campus. And I believe they've partnered together on other buildings before. And then, of course, doing a venue at Portland State University would keep Keller, or whatever you would call it, next downtown. And obviously, this has been a time where downtown Portland has been struggling. And when people talk about solutions for how to rebound downtown amidst the kind of perhaps somewhat permanent loss of some office spaces or office workers, there are really two things that are identified as potential solutions. One is housing itself, but then the other is doubling down on the arts. And so I think the city understands that it would be kind of a gut punch to downtown Portland when it's already struggling to move Keller Auditorium out of downtown completely. And so this would allow them to stay downtown and have an experienced partner, but be able to build a new venue at Portland State and never lose that Broadway revenue in the first place. They could keep Broadway productions going right up until the old Keller was done and the new one was complete.
What about the Lloyd Center on the other side of the river? What are the arguments in favor of putting up a new performing arts venue in a different part of town?
Well, Lloyd Center offers by far the largest site. I think the overall mall is property is something like 29 acres. And so there would be quite a big canvas to do things there. And it happens to come in a time when Lloyd Center is already trying to reinvent itself. They have a plan to kind of turn the mall inside out and restore some of the street grid. And so you could pair a new auditorium there with lots of other functions, restaurants and hotels. And granted, some of that would exist at the Portland State site as well. It's something like just under 4 acres. But the Lloyd Center proponents talk about also the fact that it's a really good transit nexus there. You have two freeways coming together. You have a MAX line right outside of the mall. And so it would be the biggest piece of land to work with. And the developers have also pointed out that there isn't a performance venue of this sort on the east side. All of the other Portland 5 venues are downtown, although some people seem to have a little bit of concern about the traffic that could occur if there was kind of like a perfect storm of something happening at the Moda Center, like a Blazer game, something at the Oregon Convention Center. That could create a fair amount of traffic if there were an audience of 3,000 seeing a Broadway production as well.
One of the most iconic features of the Keller Auditorium is actually not the auditorium, but the fountain out front. What would the end of the Keller Auditorium mean for the fountain?
That's a really good question. And it's funny, today people don't necessarily talk about the Keller Fountain that much, but it is arguable that Keller Fountain is the most acclaimed work of architecture and design in all of downtown Portland. It's been called a masterpiece, and it was kind of a game changer in the history of landscape architecture, the way it was in a modern language that drew from nature. It's kind of inspired by Cascade Mountain waterfalls. And it's really an open question because we don't know what would happen on the Keller Auditorium site. It's possible that it could become a smaller venue that was private and not owned by the city, or it could become something like a condo for all we know. And so I think the design of Keller Fountain is great enough that it can be considered both a foreground to the auditorium, and that's what it was intended as, but it would probably also work as a kind of standalone entity. But at the same time, you know, that's, even though it's a very central location, it's not necessarily a part of Portland that has a lot of foot traffic without Keller Auditorium. And so I do think in some way the Keller Fountain would be hurt by the loss of the public building that it serves as the front yard for.
How do you think this larger debate, whether or not to renovate a cultural landmark or just tear it down and start fresh, how does this fit into this long-standing issue for city leaders or planners?
Well, it depends on how you come at it. One thing that the Keller Auditorium renovation proponents have pointed out is the city has ambitious goals with regard to sustainability and reducing carbon and addressing climate change. And no matter how sustainable a new building is, it's always going to be less sustainable and more carbon intensive than the building that you renovate. And so that's one of the arguments for renovating it. And, you know, when you're building a new arena, a new auditorium, you're also in most cases building a lot of parking, a new parking garage. And so, you know, it's a bit ironic to me that the city is worried about revenue and money on one hand as a kind of driver for exploring the renovation. And yet it seems like they would be, in so doing, if they went to a new site, spending a great deal more to build new. It's not a small amount of change, not a small amount of money that even a renovation would cost, and yet a renovation is by far the more cost-effective answer here, I think.
What's the time frame for reviewing these proposals and making a decision?
As far as I know, the city council is going to be voting on this in late spring or early summer, and so it's going to be coming up pretty fast. And it's really anybody's guess as to what they're going to decide. I really, if I were betting on this, I would think that the Portland State University site is more likely than Lloyd Center in my mind, just because of the downtown factor. But it really is an open question. And I think when I've heard city leaders talk about this at the Office of Management and Finance or at Portland 5, I think they're really concerned about this loss of revenue coming in. And so I might actually bet for Portland State as being the odds on favorite, but it's really anybody's guess.
And just briefly, in the 30 seconds we have left, what would you do if you were a city leader right now?
I would renovate it. Maybe I'm biased. I love old buildings and I love mid-century modern. Nobody would argue that the Keller Auditorium is a gorgeous masterpiece necessarily, but the renovation is pretty compelling, the way they would kind of close Third Avenue and stretch over it with a big glass frontage. And I think it's still the best location downtown compared to Portland State. Like, I think I began my article saying something with just a hint of sarcasm, like, welcome to this former Ramada Inn on the southern edge of downtown that has never been confused for a hotspot. And, you know, even Portland State, the proposed Portland State site is no closer to the center of Portland State campus than Keller Auditorium is. Like, you could almost call Keller Auditorium part of the greater Portland State University campus as is.
Brian Libby, thanks very much.
Thank you.
Brian Libby is a freelance architecture and design journalist.